BBC Caribbean Report.
The United States taking its banana complaints to the World Trade Organization. An anti-Cuba bill passed by an overwhelming majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, and America's anti-drug efforts in the Caribbean defended by Port of Spain-based U.S. Ambassador. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States plans to challenge the European Union banana regime at the World Trade Organization. Officials at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative in Washington today confirmed to Caribbean Report that the exercise is being set in motion. Hugh Crosskill reports.
A spokesperson at the Office of Trade Representative Mickey Cantor today told Caribbean Report that an application is to be filed with the WTO in Geneva within the next few days. The basic procedure is likely to first lead to consultations on a bilateral level between the European Union and Washington over the regime. If those talks fail, then the whole issue could go beyond arbitration to a direct challenge. At the consultation stage, it's not yet clear who will be invited. Naturally, banana producers from Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific would want to be central to the talks. But it is possible the U.S. and Europe will discuss the issue without the presence of ACP interests. The U.S. decision to press ahead with its challenge to the regime was taken a couple of weeks ago. That was shortly before a visit by Jamaican Prime Minister P.J. Patterson to Washington, where he once again appealed to the Clinton administration to rethink its opposition to Europe's banana regime, an appeal made consistently by Caribbean leaders over the past year. Prime Minister Patterson was told, as were his colleagues before him, that Washington noted his concerns, which in non-diplomatic language appears to mean, "I hear what you're saying, but I'm pressing on regardless." Earlier this year, Caribbean leaders attending an hemispheric security conference in America used the occasion to again warn that any threat to the regime would push Caribbean economies into the vice-like embrace of the drug barons. Now it would appear that the greatest threat to the Caribbean's banana industry, a U.S. protest through the WTO, is just one bilateral step away.
Hugh Crosskill. And Eastern Caribbean Ambassador to Brussels, Edwin Laurent, says the move sidesteps the biggest threat of a direct challenge to the regime lodged by Latin American banana producer Chiquita. Mr. Laurent argues that consultations in Geneva could give the banana regime a better chance through the application for WTO consultations with U.S. Trade Representative Mickey Cantor.
By stating that he's going to take the matter to the WTO, he has really withdrawn his threat for unilateral action. Now, we think that when the matter is looked at objectively, then our case will be seen in a very different light than it was being looked at initially, given the petition by Chiquita.
So, is there a chance that the Caribbean is likely to be invited to the consultations between the United States and Europe at the World Trade Organization? That's a question Caribbean Report put to Ambassador Laurent.
If there is no finalization of the matter on a bilateral basis, then according to the WTO dispute settlement provisions, the consultation process will be broadened and certain other countries will be brought in, those countries having an interest in it. Of course, the Caribbean ACP states will be very much involved in the consultations should that first round of negotiations with the EU fail.
Ambassador Edwin Laurent. In London, banana distributors GIST today released their interim figures. They show an increase in operating profit despite low banana prices in Europe and the effects of Tropical Storm Debbie on Windward Island banana volumes. More on GIST's figures and the continuing speculation over a possible Latin American takeover of GIST in this report by Debbie Ransom.
The latest round of takeover negotiations for GIST's banana division is over, and while GIST waited for what one analyst today called the next possible suitor, GIST released its interim figures. Caribbean Report learned today that GIST has been holding a series of what it calls consultations with companies interested in taking over its banana business. Last year, GIST was negotiating with US multinational Chiquita, but the deal fell down on costs. More recently, GIST has been talking with Ecuadorian banana company Noboa. These discussions have also broken down without agreement. Whether these companies could appear again to make offers remains to be seen. One source I spoke to today admitted that geese remains vulnerable and that despite its Wednesday statement to quell market speculation, the company would not be too surprised if the bidders keep coming. Sources indicated that around £75 million seemed to be the most expected sale price. Geese chief executive David Sugden today went out of his way to stress the company's commitment to the Windward Islands. At a news conference for Britain's financial press, Mr. Sugden refused to be pinned down on takeover questions or over the concerns of Windward Island prime ministers. On the issue of whether Caribbean producers should put in their own bid, Mr. Sugden told pressmen that the company is willing to listen to any proposals. Geese interim figures pointed to the continuing strength of the company's growing fresh foods division. Geese still described its traditional banana business as robust, despite the effects of Tropical Storm Debbie and low banana prices in the EU. But